Listening Library presents Bread and Roses Too by Katherine Patterson. Read for you by Lorna Raver. This was more than a union. It was a crusade for a united people, for bread and roses. Elizabeth Gurley Flynn, The Rebel Girl, an autobiography. Chapter 1. Shoe Girl. The tenements loomed toward the sky on either side of the alley like glowering giants, but they'd keep the wind off. There was plenty of trash in the narrow space between them. It stank to high heaven, but then so did he. He began to burrow into the heap like a rat. A number of rodents squawked and scrambled away. Hell's bells! He hoped they wouldn't bite him while he was asleep. Rat bites hurt like fury. For a moment he stopped digging, but the freezing air drove him farther in. He tried to warm himself by cursing his pa. The words inside his head were hot as flaming Hades, but they didn't fool his hands and feet, which ached from the cold. He'd heard of people freezing to death in their sleep. It happened to drunks all the time. He sometimes wished it would happen to his pa, although he knew it was wicked to wish your own pa dead. But how could Jake be expected to care whether the brute lived or died? The man did nothing but beat him. Dead, he wouldn't beat me, or steal all my pay for drink, and then beat me for not earning more. He was keeping himself agitated, if not warm, with hateful thoughts of the old man, when he heard light footsteps close by. He willed himself motionless. It was a small person from the south.